A few days ago, a prospective client asked me about 3D mail and if he thought that I thought this would be appropriate for his direct mail campaign for his business. And 3D mail, also known as lumpy mail or dimensional mail, is a whole other way of marketing that I thought I'd share a few of my thoughts and experiences with you on. You're listening to Mike Conley on Strategic Cast, where we explore how the stories you tell determine how much you sell. So there's several ways of reaching out and touching people, and particularly as I'm recording this to you with the pandemic going on and social distancing, working from home and all that, the whole idea of, quote, reaching out and touching someone. I think that was an old, I don't know, AT&T commercial or something, reach out and touch someone. Anyway, the point is, if you have a physical object arriving in the mailbox, it's not just a flat envelope, it's intriguing, right? And you're going to tend to open that, whether there's a book inside or a coffee mug or a cap or a t-shirt or, you know, or even if it's just a letter with, I don't know, a bag of paper clips attached to the top of it or a toy dinosaur or whatever. All those things are going to be intriguing, memorable, and are going to really make an impression on whoever is receiving it, right? So I think it's a really good way to market. It's a little more costly than digital, obviously, but if you can do it, it's extremely effective. So there's a few ways that I know of I can share with you to do that, that somewhat automate the process. There's, let's see, at least three vendors I'll recommend here. One is Send Out Cards. I've had very good luck with their brownies gift box. It's always, that is like 100% of the time has always been a hit. Another one is a company which I haven't used yet, but I've heard good things about, called Sendoso, and they have more of sort of a corporate program, if I'm reading them right, on their website. Also, if you want to automate the whole process of sending out handwritten notes, there's a couple of companies out there. There's one called, I think, Handwritten, and the written is spelled with a Y, W-R-Y-T-E-N, I believe. And I haven't used them, but I've seen how they work. They actually have, instead of a computer printing out your, a similarity of your handwriting, they do have a similarity of your handwriting, but it's actually written by a robotic arm. It's kind of crazy. But at any rate, that's one way to automate in a sequence to send out a thank you note to somebody. And then there's a good old, sit down and write a handwritten note to somebody, a personal thank you, just for having a conversation or whatever, and you can include an article or something just to make it a little more interesting. But I always enjoy doing that, and I think it's pretty effective. It's one of those things that it's a little difficult to say, hey, we got X response from sending out Y number of handwritten cards, but I believe it's a very effective method. And one of the reasons I believe that is because of a story you may have heard of about a car salesman. I think he was in Michigan, who was by far one of the most successful car salesmen ever. And when he was asked, what is your secret? What do you do? He said simply, I write at least one thank you note and mail it out every day. So I think there's some evidence that that stuff works. Last thought is, again, when someone receives something physical in the mail, it creates an impression, but it tends to last. If you send an email, that's once somebody reads it and closes it, it could be gone forever. It probably is. But, if you send them a book or a coffee mug or whatever, those things tend to stay, especially if it looks cool and if it's something of interest to the person who's receiving it. It's a reminder over and over again of you and your brand. I have this coffee mug that my IT guy sent me years ago. Actually, he sent, oh, these gift baskets every year. And every year there'd be a coffee mug with his company's logo on it. And I just cannot help constantly think about him because I use those coffee mugs all the time. So I think there's real benefit in sending 3D mail strategically in your marketing campaigns. And I think it can be a really helpful thing for you. I hope you found that helpful. And I would love to hear how that works for you if you give that a try. If you enjoyed this presentation, this episode, found it helpful, please post a review and a rating. Hit subscribe, download, share it with a friend. If you got questions or comments, topics you'd like to hear about, just Google Strategic Cast. There's an anchor.fm website where you can post a question. You can sponsor us. Heck, we'd love that. The more you engage, the better content we can deliver for you. Thanks for listening. See you next time.